Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Our revered Guru, Pujay Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mananji in Miami, Florida. And Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the Upanishads. Tonight, Swamiji will be lecturing on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now, Pujay Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Highlights of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Presently, I am taking up Chapter 5, Section 1 and Mantra 1. And strangely enough, this mantra is same as the peace chant I have recited. The peace chant comes from this Upanishad. Peace chants may or may not belong to the Upanishad. Each Upanishad has selected a peace chant. Most times those peace chants come from different Upanishads, such as Sahana Avavatu, Sahana Uhunattu, and so forth. Each Upanishad has a peace chant. Here the peace chant has come from within the contents of the Upanishad. And again, listen to the same Kavgada Parinyaya. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purname Vavashishyate. Om Kham Brahma Kham Puranam Vayuram Khamiti Hasmaha Kauravyayani Putra Vedoyam Brahmana Vidu Vedainena Yad Veditabhyam Iti Prathamam Brahmanam. Om. That is full, and this is full. Full term is used just like infinity in mathematics. That's infinite, and this is infinite. That refers to Brahman, the Absolute. The Absolute has no limitations. And the world has emanated from the Absolute through Maya. Therefore, there is no limit to Maya. So when you explore the world, how big it is, how vast it is, and all its subtle implications, you are led to infinity. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. This world experience that occurs in three planes, in the plane of your intellect, in the plane of your sentiments, in the plane of your mind. These are called three lokas. Bhur loka. In the plane of mind and senses. That's the world that is so directly real to everyone. Practical reality. Bhur loka. Bhur loka. The sentiments that give a different dimension to everything that you have. You may be in a house just with your cat or a mouse, and you may be experiencing great thrill. Another person may have lots of things and may be experiencing lot of chill in the heart. So, it's the world of sentiment gives you another dimension. That's called Bhuvar Loka. Then you have the third plane, the world of understanding, the intellect. with that ego goes with it also. That world gives you totally another dimension. All the three blend in your daily life. And this blended experience is the experience of the world. This experience of the world has proceeded from the Absolute. If Absolute is the sun, then all the illuminations of the sun, they are like the world process. Illuminations that are occurring at the cloud level, they are Swarloka. Illuminations occurring in the form of rainbows and different colors. That's Bhuvarloka. Now the illuminations that occur right on the earth in a most physical manner, that's Bhuvarloka. All the three aspects of illumination proceeding from the sun. If someone were to ask the quantity and the total stuff of illumination, how much of that illumination? The answer is infinite. It's full. You cannot give any calculation, any limit to it. And all that comes just single day. And day by day, illuminations continue. Whole set moves away. Another set starts next, another day. So, world experience, what's important to understand, is not absolute reality. World experience is like a kind of a dream. You go to dream. The dream experience cannot be understood in a mathematical way. In your dream, you are experiencing the vast world. And if you were to describe it, how big was your world in your dream, you will have to say it was infinite. And yet, when the whole dream world was taken away from you, are you at a loss? Not at all. You are with another type of world, the waking world. So, taking one set of illusion completely away, firstly, the illusory world is limitless. And if you take that illusory world away, you are not left with emptiness. You are left with infinity. And that follows the mathematical magic of all numbers. Every number follows a law. 2 plus 2 will be 4. 4 by 8 will be 32. And so forth. But when it comes to infinity, infinity plus infinity is infinity. Infinity multiplied by infinity is infinity. Infinity minus infinity is infinity. And so forth. And it's perfectly kosher. Perfectly correct. And that's the nature of the world process. It gives you a lot to think about. Human mind says, if only this problem goes away, I will be the happiest. But problem goes away and still you have the same world. Infinity is before you. A pinch of infinity you removed. What is left is infinity. One problem after problem you dissolve. And yet, infinite problem awaits you. By attaining enlightenment, this infinity that has proceeded from infinity, that infinity vanishes. That absolute infinity alone exists. Purnamadaha purnamidam, that's what it means. Through your mind and senses, you are entering into a world where Brahman has turned into multiplicity of things through Maya. And when Maya is removed, there is nothing but Brahman, the Absolute. So all the while, Brahma Satyam Jagana Mithya, Brahman alone is real. The world that you experience through your intellect, through your sentiments, through your mind and senses, the three types of world that you experience, all that doesn't exist. Just like all the illuminations of the sun do not exist separate from the sun. The sun alone is. Illuminations are just magical display of the sun's presence. So, the purpose of life is to move away from this magical display. Let this magical display end. Are you going to lose if the world is lost? Day by day, when you go to deep sleep, the world is lost for you because you go beyond your senses, beyond your mind, beyond your intellect, beyond your ego. An experience where there is no time, no space, no causation, and you are not only at a loss. You left aside the world that you are experiencing so dearly, so closely, so intimately. You leave aside that world and you become completely relaxed. Wake up with a kind of a pride that you slept soundly. You knew nothing. That gives you a subtle idea of infinity. Deep down you are infinity. With that infinity you slept. Out of that infinity came your dream world, waking world. Dream and waking and all experiences from birth after birth, they all come in the world of Maya. And this, all this, just like no matter how you have faced your day, with so many activities, etc., the day must end in your sleep. And in your sleep, all details must move away. In the same way, all this world and multiplicity, the soul goes on experiencing, but the end must come. The end is liberation. In liberated state, all this must move away. All this moving away is not something real. It's just like a rainbow appears and it moves away. Its moving away is not a real development. You go through dreams, and dreams may be very vivid, very interesting, but they move away. And you are not at a loss. All this is implied by that statement. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. From a very practical point of view, at every moment you are the Absolute Self. Every moment is full. Let me give you another illustration. In a cinema show, screen remains always the same. And it sustains all the pictures. The pictures that are projected on the screen, they come in series, frame after frame. Projections create an illusion of time, space. How much, and the screen allows all that to occur within it. Now the question is mathematical. How much projection the screen will allow? Answer, infinity. But while the infinity of pictures goes on, the screen remains exactly the same. Infinity. Untouched. And that screen's revelation is not a matter of film to begin or to be in the middle or to end. Beginning, middle and end. All the three stages are sustained by the screen that is ever present. That's what we say, here and now. God is here and now. Mind is creating the thought waves, an illusion of time and space. And through the illusion of time and space, you are led to believe that so much time has gone. In order to attain certain things, so much time you have to go wait. All that puts tremendous stress on your mind. The reality is here and now, Brahman, and you get the touch of that reality when you go to sleep. Just takes few minutes. Close your eyes, out. But that sleep is transient because it's the different factors. If you were to enter into samadhi, that's what yoga, religion, spirituality, live your life in such a way that the mind becomes so harmonized with the cosmic mind that your attention is not on the pictures and what they are creating. Your attention is not on the thought waves and the story they create, but your attention is what is behind, underlying substratum behind your thought waves. Pure awareness, absolute consciousness. Soham, that am I. That's Aham Brahmas. That simple but most difficult point has to be grasped by aspirant. Most difficult because you must go on working with your mind to figure out how Brahman will be. If I go there, will he shake hands? So simple, you simply allow your mind to relax, go to sleep, and everything moves away. Sleep like peace cannot be attained by muscles. Simple point. You can't work for it. Say to yourself, I'm going to work hard. Get to sleep fast. That's impossible. Because what you get in sleep, you are already that essential. Om Akasha is Brahman. The eternal space. That pure consciousness is the Akasha. Akasha means absolute space. It contains air. Air in this particular context refers to Hiranyagarbha, cosmic mind. And this revelation, all this has been recorded in ancient time. Who was the first one who recorded it, revealed it? It contains, this revelation was given by the son of Kauravyayani, Kauravyayani, a lady saint. That's of course not important, but just to know that how great work has gone on in bringing out these profound points. Even in mathematics, the theory of infinity was not in the beginning. But as their human mind started working hard, they came to the grip of the concept of infinity. And likewise, many things await for science and for mathematics. Now, Akasha or space, this also is a profound subject. Space is three types: physical, mental, absolute. Physical space is called Bhutakash, material space. It is in this space that all the transactions, the practical world depends upon physical space. The very earth goes on moving through revolution through the vastness of space. That space is Bhutakash. Everyone wants to have a property that is spacious. But in your experience, Bhutakash is not all of your expansion. You may have wonderful house, lot of expansive views to look at, and inwardly you may be shrunk as if frozen, having no space, nowhere to go. What I am describing now is Chittakash, mental space, a space in which your thoughts move. Your thoughts can't move in the physical space, otherwise you can bundle them up and can have a great business. Your thoughts move in a different space. That subtle space is far superior to the physical space. But even that subtle space is nothing compared to the absolute consciousness, Chirakash, space that is pure awareness. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.